Barricades stopped these protesters from getting close to the Parliament building in Colombo, where their elected representatives were meeting. Inside the chamber, the government faced a crisis. 41 parliamentarians left its coalition, taking away its majority in the 225-member House. The Prime Minister's son, who resigned with the entire cabinet on Monday, questioned the calls for the president's resignation.
Where is the plan? Where is the roadmap? Who is the leader? Who will be appointed? Say Gotabaya Rajapaksa resigns. Who would be appointed after that? It has to be from this parliament. Constitutionally, no one can be brought from outside. What happens to that person if he is not part of this people's struggle? Will he be sent off as well?
But angry Sri Lankans are in no mood to listen to what they see as more excuses. Every day, more people join protests like these, by healthcare workers who, along with medical specialists, are warning of a shortage of life-saving drugs.
We have in fact decided to list the items that are at the moment short supply, so we are trying to discuss this with the authorities, and then we might even go for an international open appeal if the authorities are unable to supply these things through the health services.
The Castle Street Hospital is a place for women that deals with any emergency at any time. But when we don't have the required supplies, we can't provide a good service, and that's the situation now.
As the demands for the government to step down increase, President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has called on all political parties to join efforts to solve the crisis. Many have turned him down, saying it's too late. Mina Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.